You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Tom called in just now. He was on his way to the airport to catch a plane to Canada.
Yes, Mum, I know.
You knew, and you didn't think to tell me.
We only found out ourselves on Friday, and we've all had so much to deal with.
I just don't understand. He was in such a rush, he didn't tell me why or how long he's going for.
He didn't tell us much either, Mum.
And he said he'd sold the ready meals business. Is that true?
Yes, as far as we know.
Oh,
look, Mum, whatever Tom's decided, there's no use you getting upset about it.
Well, of course I'm upset. It's all come as such a shock. From the way he was talking, well, who knows when we'll ever see him again.
This one can go.
Nice looking lamb.
Yeah, he'll do. That way. That's it. Go on.
Ready for another?
Yep, next please.
Go on.
If this keeps up, we'll have a decent batch to send off tomorrow.
Have you noticed any problems with the ewes?
No more than usual. Why?
Well, I was out here the other day, getting the cows in. I saw one scratching herself.
Oh, yeah?
You know, rubbing her shoulder, the way they do, up against the gatepost.
Well, so, they're always doing that.
Yeah, but...
Go on, you, go on.
Not like this.
Like what?
Well, you know, going at it like she was really uncomfortable. And when I came back with the cows, she was still scratching.
What, you think she might have picked something up?
I don't know.
Nah.
Didn't have time to check her out. But I thought she looked a bit on the scraggy side.
Just saying that to worry me, aren't you?
No. I only wondered if you'd noticed anything, that's all.
Okay, I'll keep a lookout.
Hello.
Hey, Shula.
Hi.
So, let me guess. Fly strike or foot rot, or are they just feeling depressed?
We're picking out lambs for market.
Yes, I know.
Oh, dearbiddies. I should be getting back to do the calves.
Oh,
What?
You've not got a minute to help me run the next batch in, have you?
Oh.
Go on.
A bit more than a minute, David.
Why don't you let me do it?
Yeah?
If Ruth's in a rush.
Well...
You mean that, Shula?
Yes. All I have to do is stand in the right place and wave my arms.
Pretty much.
Really? Yes, you go on.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
I'll see you later then, love.
See you. Bye, Shula.
Bye.
Are you sure you've got time for this?
Half an hour. I'm in no rush to get home.
Okay.
Alistair's out on a call. It'll be quite like old times, down at Marnie's, helping Grandad with the lambs.
Memory lane, eh?
Oh, well, it's a nice day for it. And I wanted to talk to you anyway about the council meeting on Tuesday.
Oh, right.
The supposed new link road.
Yeah, just hang on while I let these out.
I've been telling everyone I see that they ought to come along so we get a good turnout.
Oh, well done.
Though not everyone seems too concerned about it.
Like who?
Kenton.
Oh.
Yes, yes, but don't worry, it'll never happen.
That sounds like Kenton. I bet the dinosaurs said that about asteroids.
Yes. And you've heard nothing more on the grapevine?
Nope. Well, there was something Adam told me the other day.
Oh?
About the new guy at the estate. Charlie. Charlie Thomas.
Thank you so much for coming round. I do appreciate it.
Oh, Mum, that's fine.
When... Tony said you'd called and were so upset.
I'm sorry I made such a fuss.
Oh, don't apologise. We're all feeling the same.
Tom was only here for 10 minutes. It was a lot for me to take in.
We're just as upset and confused as you are.
Yes, of course you must be.
And at least he took the trouble to call in this morning and say goodbye to you.
Yes.
We've not seen him since Friday.
And that was only for half an hour, that's all. So we've not had a proper chance to see him off or wish him luck or anything.
Oh.
We've heard nothing more from him. I tried calling him all yesterday and I went round to his house, but...
My guess is that he was just too ashamed to come back again and face us.
Does it really matter why?
No, probably not.
He's gone now.
Yes.
Well, if he really had to go, I'm very sorry it's happened this way.
Yes.
I can understand that he needed some time away to think things over. But why not talk it through with his family first? And why go so far?
That's what we've been asking ourselves all weekend.
All he said was everything had got too much. He didn't feel he could stay here.
He said more or less the same to me.
And that he'd got an interview for a job in Ontario.
What kind of a job?
Looking after a pig unit somewhere. I think he said it was organic.
And you don't know how long he's planning to be away?
No.
He didn't think to mention that either.
If he knows himself. I wish we'd had more time to see him before he went, ask all these questions. We don't even have an address.
No.
I see.
I hope he'll get round to telling us once he's settled down, but...
I just don't get how he could do this to us, how he could be so irresponsible.
Tony, I'm angry with him too, but you're not helping.
What's done is done. And if he sold the ready meals, then...
And his burger business.
He's clearly not planning to come back any time soon.
No. Though he has asked us to keep the pigs going.
Oh, well...
Apparently he's assuming we'll carry on feeding and mucking them out and sending them to market,
Tony,
until he sees fit to come home again.
Please, let's not argue about that now.
I honestly don't see why we should.
It might be worth considering, Tony.
Well, as I'm the one who'll end up doing all the work...
Not necessarily. We can sort that out later.
And you know what else he's asked? He wants us to take advice from Rob Titchener.
Oh,
I think it was more of a suggestion.
Oh, no, he made it pretty damn clear, Pat, since they've become such buddies all of a sudden.
Well, is there any harm keeping him in the picture?
What?
Well, if you're worrying so much about being left alone to look after the pigs...
Yes, all right, Mum, I know you're such a big fan of his.
Tony.
I happen to respect his professionalism.
What about my professionalism? My 30 years of farming organically.
Well, another view is often helpful.
Oh, no thanks, not from him. We're not keeping the pigs anyway.
What?
Tony, wait.
Why should we? Tom's gone off and abandoned them. They're not organic anymore, so we'll just have to get rid of them. And the sooner the better.
If Adam's right, and Charlie does know something... You can bet it goes right to his boss.
You think Justin Elliott's involved?
Well, who knows?
It's all very mysterious.
Yeah. Okay, you can send the rest of them through.
Oh, come on, then.
Oh, I don't know about this lot. They all look a bit skinny to me.
You know, with all these rumours, it's hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, and there's Brian swearing blind. He knows nothing about it.
You don't believe him?
Well... Here's a funny thing. Ruth happened to mention the council meeting to Jennifer, and she went and dug herself a big hole about why she possibly, well, probably, wouldn't be able to make it.
Huh.
Well, it's obviously a sensitive subject where she's concerned.
That's interesting.
I mean, you know, that doesn't mean she knows anything, of course.
Well, no.
Not much meat on this one.
No, but if Brian does, it would put her in a difficult position.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I'd be surprised if she does come to the meeting. But Ruth and I will definitely be there.
And Neil says he's going, and Linda.
Oh, great. Maybe we should hire a minibus.
I think that might be a little optimistic.
But out you go. Come on, this way, shrimp.
Oh, lucky him. He'll get a couple more weeks on grass.
Yep.
Skipping about in the sunshine.
Yes. Hopefully looking nice and cute for our open farm Sunday.
Oh, yes, that must be coming up soon.
2 weeks' time. Haven't you seen the signs? Actually, that's just sign. We've only got one up so far on the gate.
Sorry, I didn't notice.
Yeah, well, soon have the rest of our publicity organised. We're making a big effort. Going all out to show off Brookfield as a model of modern family-run business.
Well, that's exactly what it is, isn't it?
Of course.
It's been that way for generations.
Yeah, yeah. In spite of TB, foot and mouth, milk quotas, the CAP...
Yes.
We're hanging in there, just about.
Oh, no, more than that, you're doing very well. You ought to be proud.
Yeah, I suppose. If you put it like that, I guess I am.
I appreciate it would mean extra work for you in the short term.
Yes, it would.
And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do it. But you have to consider the options.
Well, I think it would be a mistake to give the pigs up.
All right, so I'm listening. You tell me why.
It's the one thing Tom asked us to do before he went.
Oh, come on, we need more than that. I'm looking for sound business reasons.
You have to look ahead, Tony. Imagine how things will be in a month or two's time. Then you might regret throwing it all away.
He's thrown it away already. The pigs are no longer organic.
That doesn't mean we can't sell the meat.
And I know none of us have forgotten, but it wasn't his business to start with. It was John's.
Yes, you're right, it was.
Okay, but I can't see how it's relevant.
Does that mean nothing to you at all, Tony?
Well, yes, of course it does, but...
Tom only took them over for John's sake. And now they're one of the few things we have left to remember him by.
All right, yes. But can we afford to be sentimental?
Oh, Tony.
It's not all sentiment.
It's like you said, Mum, we've got to think with our heads, not our hearts.
I didn't mean it quite like that.
Just for a start, if we keep the pigs, who's going to run the business? Jazza?
Well,
he's a decent enough pig man, but does he really have what it takes?
Tony!
I'm sure all these things could be sorted out.
You say that, Mum, but I, for one, just don't have the time.
Will you just listen to me, please? All right. I know we'll have to sell the pigs we've got left because they're not organic. But that doesn't stop us restocking and building up a new organic herd in the future, does it?
No, but that's not my point.
Whatever the difficulties, we could make it work if we really wanted to. Tom's on a plane now, on his way to Canada. As far as we know, he's nothing to keep him here and no reason to come back. So, if we keep on the pigs, then at least he'd still have his business. He'd have something to come home for. Don't you see?
Well, perhaps.
Oh, Pat.
We've already lost one son, Tony. I don't think I could bear to lose the other.
There. Brewed to perfection.
Mm, great. Thanks, Rob.
No more than you deserve.
I feel so decadent. 9 o'clock and still in bed.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to stay for the next half an hour.
Mm, well, 10 minutes.
Hey, hey. Bank holiday. Henry's on a pile of cushions watching cartoons, so relax.
Oh, I feel like I could stay here and sleep all day.
Mm, so why don't you?
I've got cheese to make.
Not until this afternoon, Helen.
Still want to go and see Gran?
Well, she's there on her own, upset about Tom. I think it would be a nice gesture, don't you?
Mm.
But you don't have to go anywhere now. Neither of us does. You need a break.
All the fuss at home about Tom.
No, sweetheart, it's much more than that. I've been watching it build up since, well, way back.
Well, at least I've got someone while Annie's away.
You have?
Yep. Her friend, Natalia. But I did tell you.
Oh, yeah, OK, but this isn't just a temporary problem. Instead of you running the shop, it's been running you. Hmm? I'm right, aren't I?
Perhaps.
You love your work. You give 100%, and that's wonderful, but there has to be a balance.
Oh, it's Dad. Oh, I'm really sorry, Rob. I think I'd better take it.
Yeah, of course. You do that. I'll go and make some more toast. Back in a minute.
Thanks. Dad?
Hello. I didn't wake you, did I?
No, no.
Well, it's just a quick one. Given where we are now...
Any word from Tom?
No, nothing. Why? Were you really expecting him to be in touch?
No, I suppose not.
I've been talking to your mum and we think we need to have a family meeting to try and work out where we go from here.
Yes, yes, I think we should.
With the pigs in particular, as they're all still out there eating their heads off.
So, when?
Well, not right away. I need to have a word with Morris and talk it all through with the Soil Association to find out exactly where we stand.
Okay, so...
I was thinking maybe Friday afternoon?
all right?
If you can spare an hour or two from the shop.
Yeah, I'm sure I can do that.
We can work out an exact time
Though
later.
I will need to ask Rob, Dad, and see when he's free.
Rob, why?
Well, I can't just spring it on him, can I?
Well, there's no need for that. Rob's not included.
What? Dad?
Well, your mum and I agreed. It's immediate family only.
That's hardly fair.
Helen?
Why should he be excluded?
I'm not going to argue about it. This is a family matter. We're not involving Rob.
Hey, Fallon.
Oh, hiya.
Well, look at you. Like one full-time job isn't enough.
Well, this isn't a job, really.
Well, you just thought bank holiday, car boot sale. I really can't miss a chance like that.
That's about it, yeah?
Oh, gosh, and hey, look at all this fabulous stuff. Where did you get it from?
Oh, here and there. Mostly off the net.
Oh, I so love that lamp.
Yeah, nice, isn't it?
Oh, and I love the table, too. Oh, you've done such a good job on it. You are definitely the queen of upcycling.
Well, I don't know. People seem to go for it. I've sold half my stuff already.
Okay, so what's your best price for the lamp?
You serious?
Yes, and quick, before Chris comes along and talks me out of it.
Oh, is Chris here too?
Yeah, well, officially we're looking for a plant pot for my gram.
Okay.
A real disaster. The cat knocked one over and broke it.
But I was asking for 20. But as it's you, 15?
Deal.
Okay, well, in return for being so generous, I've got something to ask you.
A family meeting?
Friday afternoon.
Oh. Well, I think that's a sensible idea.
Yes, but Dad says Rob's not allowed to be there.
Really?
It's completely unreasonable.
Helen, whatever Tony's...
Why is he down on you?
There's no use getting worked up about it.
He just doesn't seem to get it, does he? You're only trying to help.
Well, obviously I'd have been happy to go along and do whatever I can, but if Tony really doesn't want me there, well...
So unfair.
I'm not going to make a fuss about it. I don't think he's about to change his mind.
Well, I do think that's very short-sighted of your father.
If that's how he feels, I really don't see why I should go either. Oh. Thanks.
No. Darling, you go and speak for both of us.
Oh, yes. I'll need someone there to help me keep the peace.
Between Mum and Dad?
They seem to have very different ideas about the future of Tom's pig business. They'll need our cool heads, Helen, to help come to the most sensible decision.
So, a week or two back, Robert Snell comes into the bar looking all strung out and stressed. He spent, like, the whole morning looking for a birthday present for Linda.
Oh, my, a whole morning. Poor Robert.
Well, so I fixed him a drink and we got talking and I said to him, if you can't find a present, why don't you do her a really lovely birthday meal instead?
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Like something really special, different to... theme party, you know?
Okay.
And if it was too much to organise himself, he could always pay someone to do it for him.
Right, I'm with you.
And that's when I had this real brainwave. What about a Mad Hatter's tea party? Like in Alice in Wonderland?
Oh, Fallon, you are such a genius.
Well, Robert really went for it. He's booked me to do the whole thing. Catering, crockery, furniture, everything.
Oh, great!
And he's invited James and Leonie as a surprise.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
She's got a baby checkup on Linda's actual birthday, so it's all happening on Friday afternoon at Ambridge Hall.
Do you think I'll be invited?
Well, actually, what I thought was, if we're having a Mad Hatter's tea party, we're going to need an Alice, aren't we?
Dad's not thinking straight. He just can't get past being so angry with Tom.
Yes.
So my brother didn't help things by going off without discussing it with any of us.
Well, before we go any further, there are a couple of things you ought to know.
What?
Yes, go on.
Last week, before Tom left, he called to ask my advice.
Rob?
He wanted to talk through his options, about how to sort his life out and what to do with the business.
I see.
But he didn't tell me.
Yeah, sweetheart, he asked me not to tell anyone, not until after he'd gone.
Oh.
Well, it's nice that he felt he had someone to turn to.
Yeah, he was in a tough spot.
I hope I was able to make things a little easier for him.
Oh, Rob, that was so kind of you.
Yes.
Well, one thing I was able to do, I put him in touch with a contact of mine in Ontario.
You mean you found the job for him?
Well, I got him the interview, yes.
I see.
The job's not quite in the bag yet, but...
Oh, that was so lovely. Oh, you see, Gran, this is where Dad's so wrong. He doesn't know... He doesn't realise how much Rob's done for us already.
Well, tried.
How could he possibly say you're not one of the family when we're... Oh.
It's okay, why don't you tell her?
Really?
Tell me what?
Go on.
Gran, Rob and I, we're engaged.
Oh.
Rob's proposed. We're getting married.
Oh, that's wonderful news.
Yeah, we've been keeping it to ourselves, so you're the first to know.
Oh, here, let me... Congratulations, dear.
Thanks.
I'm so happy for you both.
We haven't set a date or anything.
Yeah, we're not telling the rest of the family yet.
There just hasn't been a good time.
So we'd like to keep it to ourselves for a bit longer.
I shan't breathe a word, I promise. But I think I need to have a chat with your father all the same.
A whole Edwardian tea set with this great vintage bone china teapot.
Oh, yeah, that's so cool. Yeah.
And cakes with Eat Me on the icing.
Oh.
Bottles of Drink Me lemonade, all homemade, of course.
Oh, I love it. Mm. Linda is going to be totally blown away.
It's going to be tight fitting it all around Jack's. But...
Oh, and I'll be there in my Alice costume talking to flowers.
You're okay to do that?
Yeah, I could take half a day. Sorry, excuse me, it's Gran. Oh. I'll be back in a sec.
Yeah.
Hey, Gran, are you okay?
I'm fine, dear. Are you still out and about?
Yes. Oh, and we've found you a great little plant pot.
Oh, good. Well, I'd like to ask you another favour.
Okay.
Can you call in on your way home? I need a lift to Bridge Farm.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem.
Mum?
Hello, Tony.
Oh, hi.
So, what?
I just thought I'd pop in for a chat. You don't mind, do you?
No.
Right, well, I'll see you later then, Gran.
Right, thank you, dear.
Okay, bye. Bye, Tony.
Bye. Oh, and thanks, Alice.
Now.
So, what's this all about, Mum? I've got quite a busy morning.
I won't keep you long. Shall we go inside?
I presume this isn't just a social call.
I know you've got your own ideas about what happens to Tom's pig business, and you don't want to hear any advice from me. But there's one thing I would like you to consider.
Go on.
I'm sure Tom must have run up quite a big debt before he left. The wedding, the house deposit, and all the other expenses.
Well, perhaps he did, but I don't see what that has to do with us.
Now, Tony, please, let me finish. He may break even by selling the ready meals, I don't know. But there's likely to be another shortfall when you sell off the pigs, as they're no longer organic.
Yes, I'm sure there will be.
And then in the future, if you decide to restock, there may well be additional expenses involved. And if that's holding you back, then I'm very happy to offer you some financial help.
Mum...
Just to tide you over, especially if it makes it easier for Tom to come back home.
Mum, please... I'm sorry, but you throwing money at the problem isn't going to make any difference.
I'm not trying to throw money at it.
Whatever happens with the pigs, we'll get through this by our own hard work, me and Pat. So, thanks for the offer, but keep your money. We really don't need it.
You don't have to decide now.
I'm quite sure about it.
Well, the offer's still there, in case you change your mind by the time I come over on Friday.
Friday?
For the meeting.
Oh.
In the meantime, you and Pat talk it through and have a think about it.
Mum, hold on. You really don't have to come on Friday.
Don't I?
No. In fact, I think it might be better if you don't.
You don't want me to come?
Whatever we decide, we can do it ourselves, so sorry, we don't need you there.
The meeting's tonight, 7 o'clock.
Seven?
At Borchester Town Hall.
Oh, well, it's going to be difficult for me.
I can pick you up, take you there.
Thanks. And look, I know it's important,
if
but...
If this road ever does get built, it could affect us all.
Yes, I know, but we've got a wedding party booked. It won't finish until after that.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I really can't make it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Was yours a full case or a half?
A half.
Okay. It should be here. I don't know
Ms.
where...
Worth?
Oh, Roy!
Oh, hi, Shula.
Hello. Shula's ordered half a case.
Oh, yeah. I put it to one side. It's in the corner.
Oh, right.
Sorry, I should have said...
No, so long as it's here.
No, it's this one.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
Sounds as if your wine week was a big success.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Saturday was our busiest day of the year so far.
Well done.
I'll tidy this lot up.
Thanks. And they were buying too, not just tasting.
Well, most of them.
Oh, come on, Roy, we had some serious wine buffs. Definitely a more informed group than usual.
Yeah, that's a fair comment.
So you'll carry on doing it again next year?
Oh, yes. Well, that's if they're not all driven away by Locksfest.
Really?
Oh, she's joking.
Am I?
No, we're talking about two completely different kinds of clientele.
You're worried the festival might scare people off?
Well, Roy thinks it's because I'm getting cold feet.
No, all I said
So he wants me to get some first-hand experience of a real festival.
First-hand?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We're going to one in a couple of weeks.
A festival?
You said you'd have Lily and Freddie for the weekend.
Yes, of course, but I thought that was for a conference or something.
No.
It's for the Greenbury Fields Festival.
You're not going to be camping.
Well, apparently, yes.
Actually, what I came through for is the caterers wanting a final run-through. Shall I go
in? Oh, yes, yes, please. I'll be with you in a sec.
OK, yeah. Bye, Shula.
Bye. You? Camping? In a tent?
Yes.
At a festival? It all sounds very hardcore.
You think?
Well, from what I've heard, the facilities can be a little basic.
Yes. Well, it wasn't my idea.
After all these vague reports and mysterious rumours, we need to get some straight answers, David.
I agree.
Though knowing Borsetshire County Council, that may be too much to hope for.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're coming along anyway, Linda.
Well, you know me. I'm not one to sit idly by while faceless bureaucrats wreak havoc with our precious countryside.
No, me neither.
As if it was their own little sandbox to play games with. So, we must all stand up for the peaceful green hills and meadows of South Borsetshire.
You're absolutely right. Is Robert coming along too?
Ah. Well, he seems to have a prior engagement.
Oh.
It's all rather mysterious, actually. He wouldn't say where or with whom, so I think it might have something to do with my birthday.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what he's up to, but I presume it must be urgent to take priority over the meeting.
Okay. Well, as soon as Ruth's done with the calves...
You sure you don't mind giving me a lift?
No. Welcome.
It'll mean one less car to clog up the lanes and pollute the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And David? Well, I don't wish to encourage an atmosphere of complacency, but I spent the weekend playing devil's advocate.
Yeah?
And I thought to myself, if I was a wicked transport planner wanting to build a road from Borchester to Hollerton, where would I put it?
And what did you decide?
If you look carefully at the maps, taking into account the contours, watercourses, and existing conurbations, mm-hmm. the obvious route comes nowhere near Ambridge.
Oh, really? Where does it go?
Pennyhasset.
Oh. So, hard luck on them.
Oh, yes. But of course, the whole point is that there's no need for any new road wherever it goes. So I, for one, am determined to stop it come what may.
Yeah, everyone's happy.
Good.
They're about to start on the speeches.
So what was your phone call?
Oh, that was Brenda.
She all right?
Fine, yeah. She'd heard from Dad about Tom going off to Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, wanted to know if I had the lowdown.
And Tom said nothing to you before he went?
Nope. Like I said, first I heard was from Jazza.
No one seems to know what his plans are.
Okay, well, I'll get back in there now.
Roy, hold on.
Yeah?
Greenbury Fields. You've not actually booked the camping yet.
Yeah, it all comes with the weekend ticket.
Oh.
I thought we'd go for the quiet area, you know, well away from the stages.
Yeah, well, the thing is...
What?
It's going to sound a bit sad, but, you know, the whole thing of sleeping in a tent... I've never really been very good at it.
No?
No, and I did do it once or twice when I was a brownie, and I hated it.
Oh.
I remember it was cold and damp and uncomfortable, and there were creepy things in my sleeping bag.
Yeah?
And I had this girl next to me who snored and poked me in the ribs. I hardly slept a wink. And believe it or not, I was much hardier back then.
Yeah, but this isn't the brownies.
Yeah, but I'm even more used to my luxuries now. You know, just the thought of going all that time without a hairdryer, let alone a proper bath. And don't tell me the loos aren't pretty disgusting, because I know they will be. I'm sorry, but I just don't think I can face it.
You want me to cancel?
Well, can't we just book a day ticket instead?
Ruth!
Ah, oh, here she is.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, gosh, just made it.
We kept a seat for you.
Oh, thanks.
Not that one, it's Linda's.
Oops.
Here, by me.
Oh, thanks, David.
Well, we needn't have worried about people not turning up. It's absolutely packed.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
And the press are here too. That guy from the Echo.
I'm sorry I'm so late. I called in on Auntie Peggy.
Oh, how is she?
Quite upset, I think.
Really?
Yeah, she's fallen out with Tony over something.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't really want to talk about it, but I guess it's all to do with Tom going off to Canada.
Oh, right.
It must be so hard on them all. And old Pat's very upset about it.
Yes. And they've still not had any more word from him.
Well, really. This is neither use nor ornament.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Shula. Have you seen this so-called information pack?
I've not had a chance to look at it.
Well, I wouldn't bother. You'll end up none the wiser.
Is there a map or anything?
Well, there's something that claims to be a map, but it's almost indecipherable.
Not much help, is it?
It's just such a tiny scale, badly printed, covered in squiggles. I can't even find Ambridge.
No, I can't either.
Honestly, a 10-year-old could have done better.
I mean, you'd almost think they were deliberately trying to confuse us.
Perish the thought.
Well, I'm not going to sit here in silence.
Hello. Everyone.
Here we go.
Gentlemen. Good evening and welcome to this public meeting to discuss the proposed new road linking Borchester with Hollerton. The project has been under consideration for a number of years. Tonight we will be presenting three possible alternative routes.
Excuse me, may I ask a question?
If you could please be patient, we'll be taking questions from the floor later.
Well, I'm sorry, but this can't wait.
Madam.
The map you've provided in the information pack, is there anyone here who can explain it
here,
to
here.
Us?
Here, here.
Because for all I can tell, it could be instructions on how to build a flat pack wardrobe.
There were some technical problems with our visual aid.
Oh, right.
But I've been assured that will be shown a full presentation of the updated maps in the course of the meeting.
I should hope so too.
Well done, Linda.
Now, as I was saying, there will then be a 3-month consultation period before any final decision is made.
The bride asked me to pass on a special message thanking you for being such a brilliant host.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, well done. One more satisfied customer. I'll let you go home now.
Oh, yeah, before I do... Yeah, got these for you.
Oh?
Well, they're not actually from me, they're Hayley's.
Hair tongs?
Yeah, battery-powered rechargeable hair tongs.
Ah.
Oh, and there's this to go with it.
Dry shampoo.
Yeah, she says it's great stuff. She always takes it when we go away.
Roy, am I sensing some kind of agenda here?
Look... I know you got bad associations with camping, but things have moved on since you were a brownie.
Moved on how?
Well, technology. See, if you get a proper tent, it's really cosy and comfortable. No drafts or creepy crawlies.
Yeah, but the ground's just as hard and lumpy.
No. You can get these fantastic camp beds. Honest. They're just like your bed at home.
Really?
Well, almost. And then with a luxury sleeping bag and some earplugs, you'll be snug as a bug.
I have a horrible feeling you're not going to let me off this, are you?
No, all I'm saying is... If you want to get the proper festival experience, it's the only way to do it.
All right, you win.
Yeah?
Camping it is.
Great!
But if I come home exhausted and covered in mosquito bites, I'll know who to blame.
Good communications are, of course, vital to any business enterprise. As well as easing local congestion, the proposed new road would significantly improve access to the motorway
this
network.
This is shameful. It's nothing but a PR whitewash.
It would also provide a direct link to the rail network at Hollerton Junction, which is due to be upgraded as part of the local development plan.
Oh, who cares about that?
So, now I'd like to hand over to our resources and development spokesman.
Excuse me. I really must interrupt you again here.
As I said, there'll be time for questions later.
We've all been sitting here while you tell us how wonderful the road will be, but where are the maps?
Here, here.
We want the maps.
Where are the maps?
All right. There will now be a slight change to the agenda.
Hooray!
Last.
About time too.
Shh, look, here it comes.
If you look at the screen, you'll be shown the routes in no particular order of preference. So, first up is Route A. As you see, it's the most direct and it goes quite near to the village of Pennyhasset.
Pennyhasset? There, didn't I tell you?
The other side from us.
Still, they don't sound too happy, do they?
Hotels will be available after the meeting, so if you could all simmer down, please. We'll move on to Route B.
I don't know why they're bothering. Pennyhasset's the obvious choice.
Fingers crossed.
Shh, wait, here it comes.
Oh, David,
that can't be right.
Can I ask a question, please?
If you must.
My name's David Archer from Ambridge. Route B, not only does it go very close to Ambridge, it seems to cut right through my farm.
No, please.
Wait, Ruth.
I'm talking about Brookfield Farm, Ambridge. Is that right?
If that's what the map shows, then yes, that would appear to be the case.
Oh my God!
There will be proper consultation.
No!
That must be wrong. The surely mistake. It's appalling. It's disgraceful.
Oh, David!
Mitch, quiet. Come here.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's Will Grundy, right?
That's right, yeah.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm Charlie Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
I'm looking after the estate.
Yes.
I'm kind of BL's man on the ground.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you at last.
Yeah, and you?
And I'm sorry I've not had the chance to come up before now. As you can imagine, it's been pretty full on.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing a lot about you and the great little shoot you've got here.
Oh.
Look, all of it's complimentary. You seem to have things not very well organised.
Oh, I hope so. I do my best.
Excellent. Good. So I was hoping to come and have a look round sometime. See how it all works.
I could show you around now if you want.
Really? That'd be great if you could.
Yeah, no problem. Where do you want to start?
David?
It's okay, Mum. Come on through.
If I'm not in the way...
No, no. Just the last few stragglers.
How's Ruth? Is she back in the office?
Yeah. She's making some more calls.
Good.
So I said I'd move this lot for her.
Poor girl. I'm glad she's keeping busy.
She's been on to someone at the CLA. I'm back in myself when I'm done. Good. Good. Here. Go on.
It's a lovely morning. But somehow that makes it all seem worse.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but...
Just think. You might have cars and lorries thundering by here soon.
Mum, it's early days. They may not choose Route B, so just try not to think about it.
Hoped it might help to get out of the house, but...
Oh, you found some nice wildflowers. Oxeye daisies?
Yes. I picked them by the path down to the river.
Oh, I know.
It's always so lovely at this time of year. Cow parsley, red campion.
Yeah.
And later on it's full of willow herb. My bees love it. Your father used to lure me down there on summer evenings. It was one of his favourite spots.
I remember.
And now it may not be there for much longer.
Mum.
If you believe that terrible map, the new road would go right through the middle of it. The whole path would be bulldozed and covered in tarmac.
Mum, nothing has happened yet.
No.
Remember, it's only one of three possible routes. Nothing's been decided.
You're right.
And we're going to fight this every way we can. It's not just Ruth who's been making calls this morning. I've been on to the NFU.
I know you've both been busy.
And I've been talking to Linda and Neil about starting some organised opposition.
Well, it's going to affect the whole village.
First of all, we'll need to do a lot of research. We have to work out the costs and disruption that the road would cause to our business.
Yes.
Ruth and I are going to make a start on that as soon as we can.
I'm sorry I sound so gloomy. I can't think how we'd manage at all with the farm cut in half.
Well, that's why we're not going to let it happen.
Oh, I hope you're right, David.
Mum, no one's going to build a road over Brookfield. I won't let them.
Here, I've printed the new maps from the council website.
So?
Oh, I couldn't believe it when Shula called last night, but have a look at the second option.
Right, let's see.
Route B would cross the lane here and then cut across the edge of our bottom fields.
Yeah. So we'd lose a few acres, but it could be worse.
Well, it's bad enough, Brian. Mm. And look, it carries on from us and it goes...
slap through the middle of Brookfield.
Yes, it cuts their whole farm in two.
Yes.
But it's terrible. Mm. I mean, dreadful. And poor Ruth and David.
I mean, there's not much they can do if the council decides to go for this one.
Oh, I suppose not, with compulsory purchase.
I mean, they'd be compensated, of course, but...
Well, that's not going to be much help, is it? Not if they lose a huge chunk of their land.
Well, I hate to say this, but, I mean, if they lose as much as that, it could make their whole dairy business unviable.
Oh, Brian.
I mean, at the very least, they'd have to cut down on the herd and have a bridge for the cows to cross from one side of the farm to the other.
What a complete nightmare.
Quite. Yeah, I suppose compared to that, we'd get off pretty lightly.
Well, we'd still have a new road right at the edge of our farm. I mean, just think about the noise and the dust and pollution.
So we'll just have to hope they choose A or C instead.
We need to do more than that. We must protest. We must do everything we possibly can.
Now, if you're talking about marching on the town hall...
No. I'm sure there are much better ways. I can start by updating the village website.
Well, I'll leave all that to you.
First of all, I'm going to Brookfield. Even if there's nothing practical we can do yet, at least I can offer them our support.
All right, you do that.
Oh, poor Jill. She must be feeling completely devastated.
What about lunch before you go?
Well, can you help yourself from the fridge?
What's going on with the new sink?
Oh,
I mean, yesterday, the two Steves spent the whole afternoon putting it in, and just now I saw them taking it out again.
Well, Kingsley made a site visit this morning. Of course, he spotted it right away.
Spotted what?
Just a silly little mistake. Oh, it should have been a Belfast sink, not a butler's.
What's the difference?
It's all rather complicated. It's something to do with the overflow.
The overflow?
but don't worry, because Kingsley's on the case, and... oh, he'll wave his magic wand and sort it out. And, well, I've got far more important things to worry about. I must get down to Brookfield. I'll see you later, darling.
Well, this is usually our last drive of the day, what we call a long drive.
The beaters go straight on down through the gully?
Yeah, and the guns are lined up at the bottom, along the edge of the wood.
It should make for some nice hairy shots.
Oh, yeah, especially if the birds get the wind in their tails.
Yeah, I bet. Well, thanks for the tour.
There's one more thing I want to show you. Mm-hmm. You see the rough grass along the field margins?
Yes, I've noticed.
Well, I had all that sown a few years back. It's for the wild grey partridge.
Right.
Yeah, it's got a lot of cocksfoot seed in there, so it's nice and tussocky. Uh-huh. Gives them plenty of cover.
And somewhere to nest.
Yeah, it's been like a special project of mine to build up the partridge numbers.
Any success?
Oh, yeah, our numbers are definitely up. Slow, but steady.
Well done. I'm glad to see you're doing a bit for conservation.
Yeah, well, if we get to the stage where we can shoot a few, it'll be good for the guns as well.
Of course. And that's the name of the game, isn't it? Keeping the guns happy.
I'll be in trouble if I don't.
I'm sure you needn't worry about that. In fact... I've been wondering if we couldn't bring in a few more next season.
More guns?
Yeah. Offer a few more days shooting.
Oh,
You've got such a tight, well-organised shoot going here. Seems a pity not to make the most of it.
How many more days?
Yeah, I was thinking perhaps 10?
As many as that?
Just one more a week, over the season. How's it sound to you?
Well, no. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Really? I'd have thought it was pretty reasonable.
Well, I'm pushed enough as it is. And there won't be enough birds.
We need to buy more poults, of course.
But a lot more.
Yes, and get some more game crops in as soon as you can.
If I did, we'd end up with a different kind of shoot altogether.
You let me worry about that. Now have a word with Adam and come up with a plan. Then we'll talk again, hmm?
It's not just me being a NIMBY, is it?
No, Jill.
Of course, I dread the thought of it being so close. Just a couple of fields away.
Well, who wouldn't?
The effect on the business would be terrible.
Yes.
But for me, it goes deeper. If the road gets built here, some things will be lost forever. Little things, but very precious to me. Does that sound silly?
No, I know just what you mean.
Like the path where I pick those flowers. It's nothing special, but...
Oh, it's a lovely little spot.
It hasn't changed since I first came here. And for all we know, it's been the same for the last 500 years. Maybe even longer.
It's on all the old maps.
And once it's gone, that's it. It's gone forever.
What a terrible thought.
It's easy to build a new road. All you need is money. But no one can replace a piece of the landscape that's been there for centuries.
No, you're absolutely right. It'd be heartbreaking.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello. Oh, gosh, is that the time?
I've just come to grab some lunch.
I must be off.
Oh, I've had a call from Linda. There's going to be an emergency parish meeting tomorrow night.
Oh.
In the village hall.
Oh, that's good.
The plan is to form a committee and get some formal opposition started.
Yes, it can't start too soon. Tomorrow?
7 o'clock start, Linda said.
Is that difficult for you, Jenny?
Well, it's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes.
I'd better talk to Brian. I think he's already planned something, but, well, I'll come if I possibly can. I promise.
I told him. I've got more than enough work to do already. And if he wants 10 more days...
Yeah, that does seem quite a tall order.
All those extra birds, they're going to need a new release pen and someone's got to feed them and dog them in.
What did Charlie say to that?
Something about getting Pete to do a few more hours.
Oh, yes.
Well, that won't cover it. Nowhere near. But I'm still meant to come up with a plan.
I'm sorry about that, Will.
But also I thought, you know, maybe if you was to have a word with him.
Me?
Yeah, tell him that 10 days is too many.
Now, hold on. Even if I did, it wouldn't do any good.
Why not?
Well, it's not up to me anymore. Charlie runs the estate. He makes all the decisions.
Brian!
Look, Will, if I do see him, I'll tell him you're worried, but I shouldn't hold your breath.
Okay, then. Well, thanks, Brian.
Sorry I can't do any more.
No, I understand. Bye, then.
Bye.
See you, Jennifer.
Bye, Will. Oh, dear. He doesn't look very happy.
No. Well, Adam's got more strawberry pickers coming, so I should be on my way.
Have you booked anything for tomorrow night?
Tomorrow? Oh, yes.
Our wedding anniversary.
How about that little Italian place in Feltshire?
Well, Lillian just rang and she's invited us for dinner at the Dower House.
Really?
Yes. She knew the kitchen still wasn't quite finished.
Not quite finished? Now, there's an understatement.
Well, it was kind of her to ask.
Well, I'm happy to go if you are.
Only trouble is, darling, there's also going to be a meeting tomorrow night about the... road scheme.
Ah.
Well, I'd feel quite guilty if neither of us was there.
No, not me. I can't possibly go.
Why on earth not?
Well, if I'm honest, from what I've heard about the new road and seen of how Justin Elliott operates, I'd be very surprised if he doesn't have a strong interest in it going ahead.
Why do you think that?
Well, maybe no hard evidence, just little hints and suspicions, but it all adds up.
If that's true... What does it mean for us?
It means you go to the meeting if you like, Jenny. I'm keeping well out of it.
Smell that. Isn't it mouth-watering?
Oh, stew.
Lamb tagine with apricots.
Oh, tagine, yeah.
And there's couscous with roast Mediterranean veg.
Rosemary for Katia and Chocky Tort for afters.
Sounds like a feast. You've been a busy girl.
That darling.
If you cook that all up since breakfast, you're putting Nigella to shame.
Don't tease, Matt. You know I'd have done it myself if I had the time.
Yeah.
And the way I see it, I'm doing the caterer as a favour, helping out a local business.
Very civic-minded of you, Puss.
Such a nice young man delivered it.
Oh, yeah.
I could have eaten him up too.
So what's it worth for me not to tell our guests who cooked it?
Oh, just you dare.
Okay.
I doubt if it's going to fool Jenny. We'll have to bluff it out.
Just the two of them tonight, is it?
Their wedding anniversary, darling, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Well, with their kitchen in such a mess, I took pity on them. You said you didn't mind.
No, it's fine by me, Puska. And just between ourselves, with all that's going on, I wouldn't mind a little tete-a-tete with Brian.
Oh, Jenny! Jenny!
Yes, all right, I'm coming.
Jenny, the kitchen, it's an inch deep in water.
Yes, I know.
But, I mean, how? Where did it all come from?
Oh, it's all right, darling. Buddy's fixing it.
Fixing what?
There was a leak.
Well, I'd guessed that much already.
Hello? Jennifer?
Oh, Shula, hello.
It's all to do with that wretched sink, isn't it?
Well, it...
Oh, goodness.
That's not quite the word that comes to mind, but...
Oh, dear. The builders went outside to have their lunch, and while they were out, a washer failed.
A washer?
Or was it an O-ring?
It sounds a pretty feeble excuse to me.
But it's all right. He's gone out to the stopcock and turned the water off.
Has he? Well, I'm going to have a word with him about this O-ring.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry. This is a bad time.
No. Let's go through where it's dry.
I really just called in to remind you about the emergency meeting tonight.
Oh, yes.
7 o'clock in the village hall.
Yes, so I'd heard.
But Mum said you weren't sure if you could come.
No, that's the trouble.
Oh, Jennifer, it's quite a big deal. We're hoping for a full house.
I'm afraid I won't be able to make it.
Oh.
Well... You see, it's our wedding anniversary and Lillian's asked us round for dinner tonight.
Couldn't you pop into the meeting first?
You know Lillian. She'll be furious if I'm late. And Brian's been so stressed about the kitchen, I can't really let them all down.
No, I suppose not.
I'm sorry. But I'll be there in spirit and I really do want to do all I can to help.
Good.
There's the village website, of course, and I'm very happy to take charge of publicity and media relations.
All right, Jennifer.
So if you could pass that on to the meeting and send them my apologies.
You know you saw that ewe scratching at the weekend?
Did I?
Well, I think you may have been onto something.
How come?
Well, have a look at this one.
Come on. Come. You see this one? Here, see?
Not looking too perky, is she?
Definitely under par. And behind her shoulder, there. She's been rubbing it there, too.
You're right.
And she's not the only one. I've spotted half a dozen, all looking much the same.
But it can't be scab, can it?
Well, I'm seriously beginning to wonder. Some kind of mite infection.
But... how? It's not even the right time of year.
Well, no, but scab can show up in the summer as well.
And where would they pick it up from, when we haven't had it in the flock for so long? Oh.
Yep.
Our rescue flock.
Well, I don't want to point any fingers at this stage, but...
Oh, is that really likely, when we've been so careful to keep them separate from ours?
I don't know. It's a puzzler. I'll have to get Alistair to have a look at them.
Oh, sheep scab. That's all we need.
Hey, come on. Maybe nothing at all. And if it is, we'll just have to treat them...
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Back with the sheep again?
Yep. Just making sure they're all still alive.
Whoa, steady. I've been seeing lots of signs for your open farm Sunday.
Yeah, we've made some progress.
What did you think?
Well, I was impressed. Very eye-catching and professional.
Good. We're going for a really big turnout.
Yeah, David said the year of the family farm.
Suddenly it's really important to get the public on our side. Show them what a great farm we've got.
And why it's worth fighting for.
Oh, yes. You know, just riding through now, I was imagining what it would be like if...
I know.
Makes me feel sick just to think about it.
Well, we did a few sums last night, assuming the worst.
Oh, did you?
Well, it's what the NFU said we should do.
And even if they put a bridge up for the cows, we'd be left with a much smaller herd.
Yeah, if Route B goes ahead.
In fact, we might have to go out of milk altogether.
Oh, Ruth.
We'd certainly be left with a very different kind of farm.
But, as I keep saying, it has not happened yet.
So you can see why our Horton Day is so important.
Oh, yes. So, lots of publicity.
We're planning to get some flyers out.
As soon as we've got the time.
We're only to keep up, that's the trouble.
Well, why not get your boys onto it? Passing your leaflets round the school.
Hey, yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
And when you're ready, if you pass some on to me, I'll hand them out to my clients at the stables.
Oh, would you? That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
Thanks, Shula.
Come on, boy. I'll see you later.
Brian, darling. Mm. Happy anniversary.
Thanks. And thanks again for asking us over.
So, where's that wife of yours? Is she...
She had a phone call as we came in. I don't know who from.
I think it's about her kitchen.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
Yeah, let me get you one of these.
Oh, yes, please. Just as it comes.
So, what's this about a kitchen?
Don't get me started.
Sounds like they've been taking the old house apart. You camping in the garden, yeah?
Oh, it's far worse than that.
Now, come on, come on. You know what I say about building jobs? If it doesn't hurt, then it's not working.
Well, it doesn't get more painful than this.
There you go.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, let me fill you in on the last 24 hours. Our highly skilled and qualified craftsman spent the whole of yesterday playing musical sinks.
What?
Well, I still don't understand it myself. They'd put in a Belfast when it should have been a Butler's.
Oh.
Or was
oh, yeah.
it the other way around? Anyway, they'd finally got the right one in, and we were all breathing a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. And then I came in to get a coffee and found the whole place knee-deep in water.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good.
I probably had to swim for it.
Well, Jenny says it was an inch at the most, and they mopped it all up.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, good.
Jennifer, mm-hmm. happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
What can I get you? Fizz, gin, tea?
Oh, dry white wine.
Right, coming up.
Jenny?
You all right, darling?
Yes, yeah. Well, I've just had some rather upsetting news.
Oh,
what is it this time?
Well, that was Buddy's wife, and he's fallen off a roof.
What?
Buddy?
Well, it's our builder. He's all right. I mean, he's not badly hurt, but he's going to be off for a while.
How long?
He's not sure.
I don't believe this. Please wake me up, somebody.
S-A-V-E. Save the Amvale environment. Are you feeling more confident now, Ruth?
I guess so.
You know, you're not on your own. You've got a whole army fighting for you.
It looks like it.
It was such a good meeting. Really positive. The whole village up in arms.
Most of it, yeah.
We couldn't have squeezed any more into the hall.
No one from the estate, though. Or home farm.
No. A few predictable exceptions, but they were a very small minority.
It's great you're chairing the committee anyway. Good choice.
Thanks. Oh, it's quite a responsibility.
Well, you've got Neil and Linda as well.
Linda was on fighting form, wasn't she?
If Route B ever does get built, it'll be over her dead body.
Yes.
I think she meant it too.
Oh, well, it could be a long fight, but we've made a good start.
Ruth?
Oh, have you finished chatting to Neil?
Have you seen this flyer?
What?
He just gave it to me. Look, advertising another open farm Sunday. Guess where?
Berrill Farm?
We've got competition. Rob Titchener's having one as well.
A Mad Hatter's tea party.
Oh, how sweet.
Well, it's meant to be a surprise for Linda.
Whose idea was that?
Robert's. Well, with a lot of help from Fallon.
I think that's rather appropriate, don't you, Matt?
What, for the snail? Yeah, Mad as Hatter's, the pair of them.
Matt!
And you couldn't hope to meet a nicer couple.
Well, they're almost part of the family now, remember?
Oh, yes. And Lernie must be due soon.
She's as big as a house, darling. Oh. She's had a check-up today, but she and James are both coming to the party.
Oh, that'd be nice for you.
Hey, Brian, have a splash more.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, very good.
Oh, ladies first, Matt.
Yes, all right. I'm coming to you.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, you're holding back tonight, Jenny.
Hello. Well, if I'm honest, I'm feeling a little bit guilty.
Oh, darling, it's your anniversary. Good excuse to let your hair down.
Quite right.
It's because we're missing the village meeting.
Oh, that.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure it'll be packed. They don't need us.
Yeah, so, Brian, what do you know about these new road plans?
Me? I don't know why you're asking.
Oh, come on, don't tell me your head honcho at BL hasn't got a finger in the pie somewhere.
You may think that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Well, if it goes ahead, it could lead to some tasty development opportunities for Amside.
Matt!
Careful, darling. You're on sensitive ground.
I'm only telling the truth, and I... Could be the start of a mini gold rush, and I bet your Mr. Elliot knows that too.
Well, I...
I'm sorry, Matt. Brian has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
So...
Did you talk to Rob?
Yep. You know what? I almost ended up feeling sorry for the guy.
Yeah, Jordan?
Well, he says it wasn't his idea. The last thing he wants is the public traipsing around his precious dairy unit.
So why?
His new boss, Charlie Thomas.
Charlie's making Rob do an open farm Sunday.
Yep. He's obviously keen to do a PR job on Barrow Farm, so Rob's got to toe the line.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. No, he even apologised, actually. He knows we got there first. But he's got no choice. He can't back down.
The year of the family farm in a 1,500-head indoor milk factory?
Yeah. Talk about ironic.
Oh, well, I suppose we can't stop them.
No. But we really could do without this, love.
So we'll just
the
have to...
The last thing we need is competition right on our doorstep.
We'll just have to get organised and make our open day better. The best ever.
Yeah. And maybe the last ever.
Hey, come on. Don't say that.
Well...
You keep telling me how we're going to fight this.
Yeah, I know. And we will. But if we lose, if this road goes ahead, we might end up with no farm at all.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Mm, such a lovely old edition.
Yes.
Really is quite exquisite, in perfect condition. And look, all the original illustrations.
Tenniel, yes.
So clever of Robert to find it for my birthday. Now I know what he was being so secretive about earlier in the week.
Yeah.
It was always one of my favourites when I was a child. Simply couldn't leave it behind this morning. I had to bring it to the shop.
I can see why.
Well, I'm hoping to finish my shift a few minutes early, and Robert's told me to keep the rest of the afternoon free.
Really?
Yes. I've no idea why, but I have a feeling the book might have something to do with it.
Well, don't go chasing any white rabbits.
Yes. Pat, before you leave, I was pleased to see you at the meeting last night.
Well, yes. Route B would be a complete disaster. We need to do everything we can to stop it.
Quite. And I just wanted to say there's still a place for you on the Save the Amvale Committee if you change your mind.
I'll do all I can to help, of course, but...
I understand. You do have a lot of other things on your plate.
Yes, we do.
Hello, Linda.
Oh!
Surprise!
Looney.
Yes, it's me.
Can you manage?
But how? Where?
Well, we heard from Dad that it's going to be a very special afternoon.
Oh?
So, we've come all the way up to join you.
Oh, how wonderful. What a lovely surprise.
Meet James and my huge bump here.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, help. I'm late.
Fallon?
Hi.
Oh, this all looks wonderful, darling. Truly magical.
Oh, thanks.
That gorgeous table and the lovely old tea set. Yeah. Wherever did you find it all?
Oh, here and there, you know.
Well, Linda's going to be amazed.
Oh, gosh, look at the time. She's going to be here soon. I've still got the tea to finish.
Can I do anything to help?
Oh, do you know anything about croquet?
Well,
I've got an old set here, but I don't know how to put it up.
All right, darling, don't panic. Leave it to me.
Really? Oh, that'd be so great.
It's been a little while, but I'm sure I can remember.
Thanks. Yeah, it's because there's a croquet game in the book, you know?
Yeah, of course. Flamingos and hedgehogs.
That's it.
You've got Alice being Alice, and I'll be the Queen of Hearts.
Thanks, Lillian. Robert was going to set it up. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, if you find him, ask him to give me a hand.
Oh, I will do.
And if he gets it wrong, well, off with his head.
Helen will be here any minute, so perhaps we should go in.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm nearly done.
She didn't sound too happy when she rang earlier.
No change there, then.
Well, if she's going to sit through the meeting feeling resentful, it's not going to make things easier.
So, you think we should change our minds and ask Rob along?
No, I don't want him either.
Helen will have to get used to it. It's bad enough having Mum in a sulk because we didn't ask her.
Tony, I know you and your mother disagree about the business, but she means well and she cares so much. I think it's sad she's feeling excluded.
Mum's still a lot tougher than you think. She'll be fine. And we've got quite enough to deal with here without having to worry about her hurt feelings.
All right. Well, perhaps I can find time to pay her a call.
Mum? Dad?
Oh.
Hello, love.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Just about.
I don't have very long. I need to get back to the shop. So can we get on with the meeting?
Dad was terrified, you'd guess. He swore us all to secrecy.
No, honestly, I hadn't the slightest idea.
Oh, he's been planning it for weeks.
Mm.
Isn't it great?
Oh, Leonie, it's fabulous. It's such a wonderful surprise.
Linda, darling. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Lillian.
Here, some homemade lemonade for the birthday girl.
Oh, Fallon. Oh, this is all so marvellous. Oh. When I came out through the French doors, it was like stepping straight into Wonderland.
Well, that was the idea.
All this lovely detail, the chairs and the crockery, and those beautiful cakes. Look, eat me.
Well, what about Dad and his top hat?
Mm.
Don't you think it suits him?
Oh, yes.
I say he's a natural, darling.
And Alice, too. That sweet pinafore dress.
Yeah, it's a great makeover.
It feels as if I've been asked to the real Mad Hatter's tea party.
Well, you can sit down and eat any time.
Oh, no, there's no rush. I just want to relax and soak up the atmosphere.
Okay.
Oh, I must talk to James. I've hardly said hello.
All right, Lillian.
Just give me a shout when you're ready, Linda.
Thanks, Fallon. Oh, such a sweet, talented girl.
Mm. Oh, you've still got some presents to open, Linda.
Yes. Oh, and I've got a little present for you as well.
Ooh, I like presents.
Well, all in good time. Perhaps we'll save them for later.
Okay.
Leonie, you ought to sit down and have a rest.
Oh, I'm all right for a while yet. Come on. I want to see if the Dormouse is here. Let's ask Alice.
I've had an update from Morris. He's contacted all Tom's regular buyers and recalled the stock and told them there'll be no more supplies of organic sausages for the time being.
Good. Well, it needed to be done.
Terrible PR, of course. Plus, it's an invitation for them to go elsewhere, but I guess that can't be helped.
Same goes for my customers, asking when they'll be back in stock.
Difficult.
I don't know what to tell them.
OK. Well, that brings us to the next question. The pigs. Given that we're selling off the entire herd next week, what do we do then?
Well,
I know you and Mum are keen to restock, and I'm not ruling it out.
Aren't you?
No. But if we do, when? And who's going to look after them?
And is it worth keeping them as organic?
Helen.
Well, that's a fair question.
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
Let her make her point, Tony.
Well, there's no law that says they have to be organic. We could remarket the meat as high-quality, welfare-friendly produce.
I'm sorry, but even if we wanted to, we couldn't.
Why not?
Because we can't keep non-organic stock on the same farm for more than 140 days. The rules won't allow it.
But what does that mean exactly?
It means just what it says. Ask the Soil Association.
Yeah, but well, there must be a way around it.
There isn't.
It wouldn't really be feasible, Helen. Unless we kept them on a completely separate piece of land.
Come on, Pat, how would we do that?
I'm just saying, for the sake of argument.
Anything's possible, Dad. If just for once we throw away all of our preconceptions and start thinking outside the box.
Oh, right, I can guess where that came from.
What?
Tony.
Well, I'm sorry, Helen, but you were always so good at thinking for yourself. Now you seem to let Rob do all your thinking for you.
No, Dad. You're so wrong.
All that stuff about preconception.
That's just not fair. And it's not true.
Isn't it?
Tony, please. Come on, this is beside the point and it's getting us nowhere. We've got some difficult decisions to make, so let's try not to argue, shall we?
Ooh, shall I have another cake?
Well, I'd be careful.
I'm surprised there's any room left down there, darling.
Well, yes, I mustn't be greedy.
But they are so very Moorish.
Well, perhaps this is a good time for another present.
Haven't you opened more?
Not yet. Leonie, this one's for you.
Oh, gosh.
Just a little something.
Oh, Linda, how exciting.
Not your birthday too, is it, darling?
Well, it's not so much for her. It's for the little person who's hiding inside that bumper purse.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
Oh.
Oh, my.
What do you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, Linda, that's so lovely. A soft little baby blanket.
Pure llama wool. I gathered and knitted it myself.
You made it?
Yes. It was such a pleasure.
Can you see, Lillian? Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Very light, but very warm.
Oh, yes. It's perfect. And it's so beautifully made. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you like it.
Oh, yes, I do.
Actually, darling, I've got a little homemade surprise lined up for you myself.
Oh, have you?
Really?
What?
Well, it's not quite ready yet. It's going to take a little while longer.
Oh. I so love this blanket. It's going to look so cute on his cot. Oh.
Did you say he?
Oh, dear. Oops.
Leonie.
Oh, well. James and I were going to tell you anyway.
Tell us what?
I had another scan yesterday, and it's a boy.
Oh, Leonie.
Isn't that nice?
Another little grandson. Oh, that's so exciting. It's such lovely news.
Linda.
Oh, look at me.
You all right, darling?
Yes, yes. It's all been so lovely. The party and now this.
Oh,
I'm so lucky. It's been such a wonderful birthday.
Let's try and concentrate on the practicalities. If we restock the pigs, first of all, we need to think about where we keep
them. Where they are now? Why move them?
That's only if they stay organic.
So?
You're jumping to conclusions before we've even started.
I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Please, can we stop this point scoring and try
but
to...
But, Mum, you're saying we need to stay objective when the whole problem is that we're all way too emotionally involved.
Yes, I know.
What do you suggest then, Helen?
Well, it's simple. We take advice from someone who knows the business, but isn't too close to it, who isn't part of the problem.
Oh, yes, and we all know who that is.
Dad, all Rob's trying to do is help.
So, your mum and I, we've been farming organically for almost 30 years, and you want us to take advice from someone who runs a mega dairy.
Why not?
Someone who's not even one of the family. Someone we hardly know.
Well, I know him.
Do you? How well do you really know him, Helen?
Dad, how can you say that?
Stop it, please!
Dad is way out of line, Mum. Why does he have to say all these things about Rob?
Because it's not his business, that's why. It's for us to sort out as a family.
Okay, well, there are things you don't know. You've no idea how much he's already done for the family.
Like what?
Well, how do you think Tom got this interview in Canada?
What?
Helen, are you saying that Rob...
Yes, how else?
Oh, well, of course that makes perfect sense.
You do realise what you're saying, Helen? Rob helped Tom to leave us. To leave Ambridge.
Yes, because Tom wasn't too big to ask Rob for his advice.
And neither of you thought to say anything?
Because Tom asked Rob not to. I only just found out myself.
Yes, I see.
If that's supposed to make us feel better about him, you couldn't be more wrong.
Okay, so how about this? You keep making this big deal about him not being one of the
family. Because he's not!
Well, I've got some happy news for you. Rob and I are engaged.
What?
He's asked me to marry him and I've said yes. He'll soon be my husband. Your son-in-law. So aren't you going to congratulate me?
Thank you. You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.